All right, what about when you have a rise in the land, small one and then gradually bigger and then a bigger? Do you have different words for those? That's a hill, of course.
Then you have something what you call a little bluff, and things like that is the only thing that I believe
of. And if you're bigger than a bluff, how is a bluff? Is it just a big hill or?
Yeah, it's a man, and it's all in shapes and what you call a bluff. It's not light level, like you see some going, you see trees growing all out yonder for a good long ways, and you call that a mountain or a kind of good hill, but then where they're thinged in several shapes, you know. And sort of up high right here, and then round over in here, then run back into a sort of valley here, and then there's sort of a place cut back in here, there's upland in here, and you see that old bluff over there.
I see that.
That's a rough place there.
Right. And what about a place where maybe two mountains or two big hills come together? What would you call that space in between them? Have you got a word for that? Maybe the road runs in between those two hills.
The road runs in between these two mountains down beside the creek where it runs through there. Something like that is only the thing that I've ever used.
What about a pass or a gap? Ever have a word for through the pass or through the gap?
Pass through the gap, yeah. Well, people used to have have big gates that they could open for wagons to go through, or a thing like that, to a pasture, and for a lot of land to another, and instead of having to open the gate all the time, why, they had a thing built it where you'd walk up on it over here on a plank and walk down on the other side. It went over the fence, walk down over there, and they said, just go on down there and go over the pass and go on, you see.
Right. What about the word N-O-T-C-H? Do you ever use that to mean an area between two hills? I believe that's...
I don't think that would go in with that.
You ever use it? Anything,
you would not. You only thing that I ever know of in notching like that would be where you were surveying land and you would notch the side trees and the...
Mark them.
Mid trees. Yeah, you would notch it with something.
Right. All right, and what about... a real sharp place that had out juttings of rocks. You ever use the word
cliff? You call that a rock cliff.
All right. And what about the place where boats stop and where freight is unloaded? We don't have many.
We used to have one down here in Georgetown, but you call that the boat landing, and they had these barges come up and just a regular boat landing.
All right, and what about a place where the water maybe is up high and spills down over the rocks or the side of a hill? What would you call that?
You call that the shoals.
Okay, and if it were higher than a shoals, maybe very high.
Call it a waterfall.
All right, and what about the different kinds of roads you have around here, according to what they're made of and so forth?
Well, we got some dirt roads, and we got some concrete roads, and we got some of this asphalt roads. We got, it's about all I know of now.
Okay, and sometimes they're made out of loose...
gravel, you're making, there's a few places that they're pouring gravel now and let that work in with the dirt, and then when that gets worked in pretty good and gets pretty hard, then you go ahead and you put what they call that blacktopping it and such as that on it, instead
right.
of pulling topsoil in and then putting this blacktop on it, that like gives away. But they found out, I don't know what they're going to do, but you take and put this gravel out of this quarry down here on this on these roads and let that be packed in and work it down, run over it. And it gets hard, and you can go in and put that blacktop on it, and she'd stay there a lot better.
Yeah. Well, what do you call that stuff that... is black and smelly, and they heat it and pour it down. It sticks to the cars sometimes, splashes up on the